One of the scariest issues confronting parents during the teen years is drug and alcohol addiction. So many young people are experimenting with and abusing these narcotics, while parents are left dumbfounded and afraid. On the next Family Matters, we'll help parents understand the why of drug addiction and present ways to prevent kids from heading down that path. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mother who wants to be on the front foot about drug addiction asked us these questions. How can I make sure my kids don't get caught up in the opioid epidemic? I've been reading about it and I'm worried. These particular drugs, especially the prescription varieties, seem to be widely available and easily accessible, even on school campuses. What I really need to know is why teens and preteens start and continue using drugs, and what steps I can take to protect my children against the dangers of substance abuse. Great questions. You're absolutely right to be concerned. When it comes to teen and preteen drug use, some parents seem to have their heads in the sand. Others prefer not to talk about the issue at all. We can understand, it's terrifying, but ignorance and denial only increase the dangers associated with this problem. To answer your question about the why kids start using drugs, there are a number of reasons. Firstly, parental attitudes towards tobacco, alcohol, and other substances can be a major factor. After all, children imitate what they see at home. Also, drugs are seen and presented in popular culture as attractive. That's not to mention the feel-good high they provide. In many cases, young people feel the need to numb themselves against the painful realities of life. Other influences include peer pressure, simple curiosity, rebelliousness, and the desire for thrills. In order to minimize the risk of your children being drawn into substance abuse, you need to make every effort to build a strong family identity. Get involved in your children's lives and take an interest in the things they like to do. A strong sense of belonging to a loving family builds accountability and helps prevent loneliness. Model the behavior you want your children to follow. Teach them practical, reliable, positive methods of dealing with stress, things like prayer, scriptural meditation, exercise, and hobbies. Think carefully about the role of alcohol, smoking, and drugs, including prescription medications, in your own life. Children usually copy drug-related behaviors of their parents. Encourage your teens to build relationships with reliable adult mentors, people you know and trust. Kids often hesitate to share deep feelings with their parents because they have unfinished business with them. This doesn't mean that you failed as a parent. It's just wise to ask for a little outside help. Start talking early about smoking, alcohol, and drugs, and keep talking about them every chance you get. The earlier a child becomes involved in substance abuse, the more difficult it will be to break the habit. Make sure that you have time and energy for these conversations. If you're too overworked, overcommitted, or overtired to keep tabs on the home front, make changes. A parent's physical and emotional presence is key to discouraging a child's drug use. Talk to your kids about the special dangers and risks of opioid drug use. If your adolescent has a long-time friend who's become involved in the drug culture, have the courage to impose limits on that relationship. Don't let your teen go to a party, sleepover, or other activity that isn't supervised by someone you trust. Keep track of the influences your kids are subjected to on a day-to-day basis. Create significant consequences to discourage alcohol and drug use. If your adolescent confesses that she's tried a cigarette or alcohol at a party and seems genuinely remorseful about it, a heart-to-heart conversation would be far more appropriate. If your adolescent confesses that she's tried a cigarette or alcohol at a party and seems genuinely remorseful about it, a heart-to-heart conversation would be far more appropriate than grounding her for 6 months. But if your warnings are repeatedly ignored, you'll need to establish and enforce meaningful penalties. For example, no parties, dating, or phone privileges for an extended time. Keep a close eye if your child is prescribed medication for pain during medical treatment. Share your concerns with the doctor about addictive drugs. Ask if other medications that carry fewer risks than opioids might be effective. These are some of the necessary guidelines in preventing opioid addiction. But just remember to keep communication lines open and be physically and emotionally present. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.